The Anno Party of billionaire Andrei Babiš, a member of the centre-left ruling coalition, is fast gaining strength. According to the results of a March survey of voter preferences conducted by the STEM agency, the party would now win general elections in the country, by far outstripping the present coalition leader, the Social Democratic Party. Anno, which got 18.6% in October's early general elections, would now get 28.9% of the vote, trailed by the Social Democrats, which would only get 20.5%, a tenth of a percentage point less than they got in the elections. I spoke to the head of the STEM agency, Jan Hartl, about the reasons behind Anno's growing popularity.
Well, there are several factors which can explain this shift. One is that the movement Anno is of a centrist orientation. It means that, and it's also shown in our survey, that it can collect new supporters both from the left and from the right, whereas Social Democracy, which is the second party as far as the strength is concerned, is now dependent only on its voters from the last year. There is no new inflow of supporters.
Do you think this is intentional on the part of the party leader, maybe, presenting the party as neither left nor right, and basically presenting themselves as experts?
Yes, I think it's intentional, and it seems that this strategy is successful. It's also reflected in the fact that Andrei Babiš, the leader of ANO, is far the most popular politician in the country these days.
On the other hand, Mr. Babiš is seen as having a conflict of interests, and there have been allegations he may have cooperated with the secret former communist secret police. Does none of this matter? What makes him so immensely popular?
Well, that's the difficulty on the part of Andrei Babiš. On the other hand, people are deeply dissatisfied with traditional political parties, and they perceive ANO and Babiš as a source of innovation and also a venue how to discontinue the practices of corruption.
Do you think that the party is mainly also due to Mr. Babiš better at marketing, at promoting its own interests?
Yes, I think so. They constantly and systematically work on their image, whereas if we compare it, for instance, with Social Democracy, it seems that they have no firm strategy. We have European election this year. We have also communal election, and it seems that ANO is working systematically on its image.
The party has actually not really had time to achieve anything much in government. So what have they done that people appreciate so much?
Well, they are target-oriented on the main issues of the society. Babiš wants to economize, wants to make the functioning of the state more rational. He's able to communicate it to public, and this effort pays off. The intention to improve the way the state operates in the country is the crucial issue for the society, for the public, and it seems he's successful in this effort.